This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has approved Pfizer vaccine booster shots for some individuals who completed their first vaccinations at least 6 months ago. Frontline workers, teachers, healthcare workers, and others whose jobs place them at risk of contracting COVID will be able to get the boosters. In addition to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and other people 50 to 64 with underlying conditions. Dr. Rochelle Walensky added the frontline workers to the list of those eligible for the boosters prepared by the CDC advisory board, or panel that is. Walensky move placed the CDC in agreement with the Food and Drug Administration as to who should get the Pfizer booster shots. FDA recommendations Wednesday included frontline workers. Also included in the eligibility recommendations are people 18 to 49 with underlying conditions. The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol has subpoenaed four former members of Donald Trump's administration, including Mark Meadows, who served as Trump's White House Chief of Staff, Steve Bannon, a White House advisor to Trump, former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, and former Defense Department official Kash Patel were also subpoenaed and instructed to produce materials and appear before four depositions, according to the committee chairman. A mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol back on January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Nearly 600 people have been arrested on charges tied to the attack. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The special U.S. envoy to Haiti abruptly resigned Thursday, attacking the administration of President Biden for what he characterized as, in his words, inhumane and counterproductive decisions to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Caribbean country. Ambassador Daniel Foote, who has held the position for just 2 months, contends the U.S. approach to Haiti remains deeply flawed. The U.S. has allowed thousands of Haitian migrants into the country to seek asylum, but in sending others back on up to 7 flights to their homeland. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security temporarily suspended use of horse patrols at the border, after border agents on horseback were corralling some Haitian migrants last Sunday to push them back toward Mexico. The actions of the agents have been widely condemned by the White House and top government officials, but no conclusions have been reached yet about how the agents were performing their jobs. The United States would not support redeploying tactical nuclear weapons to South Korea or a nuclear weapons sharing arrangement with Seoul, according to a U.S. State Department official, after a leading South Korean presidential candidate proposed the move. The statement was in response to a question about a conservative South Korean presidential candidate who this week said he would ask Washington to redeploy tactical nuclear weapons or agree to a nuclear sharing deal if South Korea were threatened by North Korea. The U.S. withdrew tactical nuclear weapons, sometimes known as battlefield nuclear weapons, from South Korea back in the early 1990s. The U.S. is not the only country opposed to redeploying nuclear weapons to South Korea. Asked about the presidential candidate's nuclear weapons proposal, a Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry said in a briefing that such calls are irresponsible. South Korea's call to declare a formal end to the Korean War is premature, as there is no guarantee it would lead to the withdrawal of the U.S. hostile policy toward Pyongyang. That statement from the North Korean state media KCNA, citing words from the vice foreign minister. South Korea President Moon Jae-in repeated a call for a formal end to the Korean War in an address to the U.N. General Assembly this week. After 3 years of war, North Korea signed an armistice with South Korea in 1953. However, the formal state of war between the two nations still exists. For more news, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.